KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
We have rain, and it's currently 38 degrees in Atlantic. We look for areas of fog this morning before the rain precedes that if you're still in a rain-free area. Otherwise, look for cloudy skies with light rain and a high of 41. So far, we picked up 5/100ths of an inch of rainfall here at the KJAN studios. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. In local news, officials of the Atlantic Police Department said Friday that some fake $100 bills were found in town on the side of a road. The PD says if you find one, you should be aware that they are fake. If you happen to find one, don't try to use them. If you're a business, don't accept them. The bills have red lettering, either in Japanese or Chinese, on the left side of the bill, and it's a clear indication that they're fake. You can see a picture of a similar type bill under this same story on the news page at KJAN.com. The Shelby County Sheriff's Office said yesterday they've received multiple calls in their office with regard to people calling claiming to be the Social Security office. The caller wants information from you and says your benefits are in jeopardy. Officials stress that is a scam. Do not give them any personal information. Officials at the Audubon County Memorial Hospital report the hospital has been notified by several members of the community that they've been contacted by someone claiming to be from the Audubon County Memorial Hospital. The caller has a foreign voice and asks for money they claim is owed for a hospital bill. Now, the caller ID is showing up as the Audubon County Memorial Hospital, which is something easy to do, according to police. The person is apparently very persistent, and hospital officials are concerned that you might give them a credit card or personal information over the phone. The Audubon Police Department has been made aware of the situation, and officials say the incidents are a classic case of spoofing that is unfortunately all too common these days. To avoid spoofing scams, you may not be able to tell right away if an incoming call is spoofed. You shall be extremely careful about responding to any request for personal identifying information. If you answer the phone and the caller or a recording asks you to hit a button to stop getting the calls, you should just hang up. Scammers often use that trick to identify potential targets. Also, do not respond to any questions, especially those that can be answered with a yes or no. Never give out your personal information, such as account numbers, social security numbers, mother's maiden names, passwords, or any other identifying information in response to unexpected calls or if you are at all suspicious. If you get an inquiry from someone who says they represent a company or government agency, just hang up and call the number on your account statement in the phone book or on the company's or government agency's website to verify the authenticity of the request. You'll usually get a written statement in the mail before you get a phone call from a legitimate source, particularly if the caller is asking for a payment. And use caution if you're being pressured for information immediately. Audubon Police Chief Matt Starmer reports 59-year-old Charles Frederick Fancher of Audubon was arrested February 28th. Fancher was taken into custody for simple assault and disorderly conduct. He was later released on bond from the Audubon County Jail. And on Thursday, 22-year-old Zeth Lee Peterson of Audubon was arrested for filing a false report to law enforcement. Peterson turned himself in on the warrant and was released after posting bond. The incident remains under investigation. An Omaha man has been sentenced to nearly 5 years in federal prison for robbing a Plattsmouth bank in 2012. Federal prosecutors for Nebraska say 28-year-old Joseph Langcrete was sentenced Thursday to 56 months in prison. He was also ordered to pay more than $27,000 in restitution. Prosecutors say that on December 7, 2012, Langcrete and another man robbed the SAC Federal Credit Union in Plattsmouth. Langcrete and co-defendant Thomas Woodard were arrested 4 years later in Sioux City. The pair is suspected of committing a robbery in Sioux City, Iowa in 2014. Woodward was sentenced in February to more than 8 years for the crime. Investigators say they brandished a pellet gun in the robbery and later tied an employee's hands behind her back and threatened to hurt her if she called police. In other news, the Atlantic Rotary Club is putting out a call for parents, students, and community members to nominate a teacher who deserves recognition for going above and beyond the call of duty. The Rotary is seeking nominations for their 6th annual Rotary Club of Atlantic Outstanding Teacher Award, and they'd love to hear from you. The award, designed to recognize excellence in education in the Atlantic Community Schools, can be given to any certified full-time teacher who spends at least 60% of his or her time instructing students. The teacher selected will receive recognition at a school employee event and will also receive a $3,000 cash award. The award may be used to enhance the educational resources of the teacher, further their education, or for any other purposes which the selected teacher deems appropriate. Gina Jordan, Atlantic 5th grade teacher, was the 2018 award winner. She has since retired from a long career in Atlantic. Now, the outstanding nominees each year make this process difficult and exciting, according to event organizers. Past award-winning teachers have had exceptional nomination forms and letters in support of the community, according to Ted Robinson, the 2019 Rotary president. Robinson says, "We're hoping to continue the tradition of a strong pool of applicants this year. The selection process," he says, "is always difficult, but we enjoy seeing the dedication to students and the art of teaching that comes through in each of the nominations." The Atlantic Rotary Club has been a dedicated supporter of education in the community for many years through senior scholarships and annual events such as senior recognition and new teacher welcomes. In addition, they're frequent contributors to funding for many school needs such as updating technology in the classroom, supporting curriculum for local preschools, and a number of other school requests. Members of the club have been continually insistent that the award recognizes and supports the talented educators that are at the heart of our schools, and Robinson says they're very happy that they have been able to continue with the program. Now, for teachers to be considered for the 2019 Atlantic Rotary Club Award, you must have completed nomination forms, including letters of support, and they must be received by Friday, April 19th. Nominated teachers will be evaluated based on their skill with students, classroom management, parent communication, peer interaction, and community involvement. The teachers must be nominated by three individuals. They can be current or former students, parents of students, co-workers, or any combination thereof. Now, the forms were sent out by email to all current parents through the Atlantic Community School System this month. Application materials may be found on the Rotary Club of Atlantic's website as well at www.atlanticrotary.com under the Grants and Scholarship tab. Hard copies of the nomination forms may be picked up from any school administration office or at the First Whitney Bank. And those completed nomination forms may be dropped off or mailed to First Whitney Bank. Attention, Ted Robinson. And if you mail it, the address is Post Office Box 271, 223 Chestnut Street in Atlantic. Robinson said, "It is the intention of the Atlantic Rotary Club through this award to recognize and reward outstanding educators in our public school system who exemplify the Rotary motto of service above self through their continuous dedication to students, parents, peers, and the larger community, as well as the art and practice of education. The award is funded by proceeds from the Atlantic Rotary Club's annual auction, which is made possible by the generous donations of local businesses and community members." And finally, in the news this hour, Governor Kim Reynolds on Thursday announced additional appointments to Iowa's boards and commissions, including persons from Western and Southwest Iowa. The appointments are subject to Senate confirmation, and they include Melvin Hauser of Carson and Amanda Waskey of Tingley to the County Finance Committee, Lisa Hall of Clarinda to the Economic Development Authority, Ralph Lentz of Menlo to the Environmental Protection Commission, Barbara Detterman of Early to the Iowa Great Places Advisory Board, Carol Forrestall of Macedonia to the Council on Human Services, Council Bluffs Police Chief Timothy Carmody to the Iowa Law Enforcement Academy Council, Maria Sorensen of Greenfield to the Mental Health and Disability Services Commission, also Eugene Miners of Templeton to the Mental Health Risk Board, Risk Pool Board, and Matthew Wyant of Crescent to the Plumbing and Mechanical Systems Board, Martha Bruckner of Council Bluffs to the School Budget Review Committee, and Andy Roberts of Council Bluffs to the Iowa Workforce Development Board. Taking a look at our funeral announcements this morning on KJAN, Maxine Nelson, age 93, of Carroll and formerly of Audubon, died Tuesday at the St. Anthony Regional Hospital in Carroll. Funeral services for Maxine Nelson will be today at 10:30 at Our Savior's Lutheran Church in Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon has arrangements. David Leroy Jorgensen, age 70, of Avoca, died Tuesday at Avoca Specialty Care. Funeral services for David Jorgensen will be today at 11 a.m. at Trinity Lutheran Church in Avoca. Paulie Jones Funeral Home of Avoca has arrangements. Terry Carley, age 75, of Avoca, died Wednesday at the Murtu Medical Center in Harlan. Funeral services for Terry Carley will be on Monday at 10:30 at Trinity Lutheran Church in Avoca. Paulie Jones Funeral Home of Avoca has arrangements. Roy Fries, age 85, of Elkhorn, died Wednesday at Salem Lutheran Home. Funeral services for Roy Fries will be on Monday at 11 o'clock at the Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. Sarah Elizabeth Liz Kalbaugh, age 79, of Stewart, died Wednesday at Adel Acres. A celebration of life for Liz Kalbaugh will be on March 23rd at 10 a.m. at the Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart. And Cody McIntyre, age 37, of Des Moines and formerly of the Stewart and Menlo areas, died Monday at his home. A gathering of family and friends for Cody McIntyre will be held March 23rd from 1 until 3 p.m. at the Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart. That's a check of the news on KJAN. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.